George Ray Tweed was a young naval officer during World War II. The U.S. forces had had a garrison on the island of Guam, and they surrendered it to the Japanese in 1941. Now, American men who were captured during the initial invasion were taken to POW camps in Japan. But those who had escaped into the jungle and were later captured were executed. With the help of the local people, G.R. Tweed spent nearly 3 years in the jungles of Guam, hiding from the enemy forces and spying on them. And then one day, on July 10th, 1944, he looked out across the Pacific Ocean and he spotted an American ship on the horizon. This might be his only chance for survival. So he climbed up a hill, positioned himself on a cliff, and reaching into his backpack, he pulled out a small mirror. Holding it by its edges, he tilted it back and forth, reflecting the sun's rays off into the direction of the ship. In this way, he managed to send an SOS signal, which was spotted by a sailor on the ship, and he was safely rescued. The information he'd gathered from spying on the enemies for those almost 3 years proved very invaluable. So a simple, ordinary mirror played a very important role in World War II. And I love this story. I love the courage and the resourcefulness of G.R. Tweed. I love that he was rescued because of a simple little mirror. Nothing high tech at all, a simple everyday object. An object that he used to reflect the light and be saved. And as Christians, we're called to be like mirrors, reflecting the light of Christ. Jesus told his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." But Jesus also said, "I am the light of the world." The source of our light is the light of Jesus. We merely reflect it like a mirror. Another way to think of this is that Jesus is like the sun, the source of light, and we are like the moon. The light we provide is reflected light. It is not our own. In the creation account of Genesis chapter 1, the sun is referred to as the greater light and the moon as the lesser light. Thinking of the light that we shine in this way is humbling. It reminds us of our relationship with God. We may reflect God's light and love to the world and to people around us, but we're not the source of that light. We are not God, and that keeps us in our place. But for the same reason, it's also very comforting. We don't have to be the source of everything good and true. We don't have to have all the answers and solve all the world's problems. We don't have to be the greater light. We can let God be God, working in and through us as we reflect his light and love and truth to others. So just how do we reflect the light of Jesus to other people? Well, I think Jesus is our best example. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching people, and we can do the same. We can teach Sunday school, or lead a Bible study, or even preach a sermon. But we can also teach people in more informal, everyday ways. We can explain to our friends and family members why we still choose to come to Sunday worship while many people no longer do so. Seasonal events like Thanksgiving, which we recently celebrated, and Advent and Christmas, which will soon be upon us, these are excellent ways in which we can educate people around us about our faith and the light of Christ. Whenever we reach out to the community around us, through Messy Church, our trunk or treat, even the picnic table out near the corner, we're teaching people about the love of Christ through living in community and through loving our neighbors. Jesus also spent a lot of time healing people. And there may be people among us who are nurses or doctors or other medical professionals. But we can all participate in healing in other ways. We can pray for one another. We can offer a word of comfort or encouragement, or perhaps a listening ear to someone. Many people in our society feel isolated and alone. Sometimes just a few words of comfort or encouragement or just listening to someone can have a profound healing effect. When appropriate, a gentle touch or a hug can provide great comfort and solace. Just spending time with someone without having to say anything can brighten someone's day. Jesus also liked to share meals with people. On several occasions, we know he fed crowds of people. And we feed people here through our food pantry, easing their burdens and shining hope into their lives. Part of our messy church event is sharing a meal together. People of all ages and circumstances come together in the warmth of fellowship. And there's more we can do. We can help feed people through supporting our local food banks, mission services, and other organizations that provide meals or groceries to people in our community. Every week here, we feed people at coffee time. A cup of tea or coffee may not seem like much, but to some people, that sense of community is priceless. Something special happens when we come together around a table and break bread together. It breaks down barriers and opens the door to friendship and fellowship. As we love and feed our neighbors, we share the love of God. We shine some light. Ultimately, Jesus showed his love for us by dying for us. And on Remembrance Day, we remember those who gave their lives so that we can live in freedom and peace. Now, we may not be called to make that kind of sacrifice, but we all go through difficulties and painful experiences in our life. And the way we handle those experiences say a lot about us and our faith. When we keep going, trusting God instead of giving up, when we remain hopeful instead of giving into despair or anger or bitterness, we shine the light of Christ. People see that light. They notice something different about us, often without us saying a word. It's easy to believe in God when everything is going well. But when we face dark times of illness or grief or poverty, when our faith is tested the very most, it's also our greatest opportunity to shine the light of Christ, dispelling the darkness around us. There are many ways we can reflect the light and love of Jesus in simple, everyday ways, just like that simple little mirror that George Ray Tweed used to shine the light and save his life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the light that shines in our lives through Jesus Christ. Fill us with that light, that we may be a light to all those around us, reflecting your love and presence, so that others may see your light and respond in praise and thanksgiving to you. Amen.